Okay, so now we're moving on to the power of reliance. And this also can mean restoring the relationship. And the translation of this has something like dependent basis. And what it points to is that we actually rely on the actual people that we harmed in order to kind of turn things around. We restore our relationship with them. And we do this by having in our mind cultivating more constructive attitudes that are really pretty much the opposite of the attitudes that were there when we caused the harm. Those are usually, you know, destructive emotions and things. And so there's two main categories of beings that we harm. And the first one is sentient beings. And so what we do to restore that relationship is we generate the altruistic intention. And so, you know, this involves us trying to hold people with affection and be open to them, respect them, you know, wish for their happiness. And then, you know, that kind of mindset you can see is pretty much the opposite of a self-centered kind of thought, and that's usually what's driving our destructive afflictions and the harm that we do very often. It's a self-centered thought. And then the other group of beings are the holy beings. And so it's kind of, you know, maybe like, well, how do we really harm the holy beings? And, well, actually, it's not so hard. one I did recently was you make up your mind to offer something to the Buddha, to your shrine, and then, oh, I think I'll eat that, or something like that. That's actually considered stealing. So that's one way that we harm, I think. And then also criticizing the triple gem, which does come up in the mind sometimes when your mind gets really resistant and you get kind of, you see the help as harm. We kind of have that expression here, seeing help as harm. It comes up in the mind a lot of times. And so you can see when your mind's doing that you're really out of whack. And especially when you think about that it's the triple gem who's really has the most compassion for us. And if we start to criticize them, we're actually creating the causes to be separated in this life or future lives. So very difficult situation and something that's really good to purify. And so we do that by generating refuge. And this is this openness of mind towards the triple gem. In another way, it's actually kind of maybe falls under the category of criticizing as if we're sectarian. If we think that, you know, our lineage is the one and only lineage and all the other ones aren't what the Buddha taught or things like that. Having a really sectarian view is another way. The Buddha had many teachings to help many beings who have all very different dispositions. And then now we'll move on to the power of determination. And, you know, in general, the stronger the power of determination we have, the easier it is to give up something. But then why is it that we have these habitual things that keep cropping up? And that's really because, you know, the power of our determination isn't strong enough, and that's because actually our regret isn't strong enough. So the whole practice hinges on regret. And so in order to really fortify that, even when we're thinking about the power of determination, we have to really tap into our regret and seeing the disadvantages of the action or how it's disadvantaged, you know, it's disadvantageous to myself, to others. So I usually, in my mind, break that down to seeing the harm. When my mind can see the harm in a situation, then I can generate regret. And even with that, I think there's this power of determination that you can then fortify that, and it's this really energy to change. And then the last one is the power of remedial action. And this basically is any positive, constructive action that we do. It could take the form of many things. There are six things that are specifically described. The first is like reciting sutras, like maybe the Heart Sutra, reciting mantras, like what we're doing with the Vajrasattva practice, all the mantra recitation, meditating on emptiness, And this is the supreme way to purify because it cuts things from the root. Building or commissioning holy statues or paintings, making offerings to the Triple Gem, and then reciting the names of the Buddhas, like what we do when we do the 35 Buddha practice. So those are six ways that are described as remedial actions, but really it just depends on the mind. You could do about anything positive as a remedial action, studying Dharma, you know, community service. Really, the sky's the limit. Lama Zopa mentions that one of the best ways to purify is to take precepts. So today we've taken the Mahayana precepts, and what we're doing there is we're actively setting in our mind this precept where we're avoiding doing something. And that itself, he says, is a purification because you're actually purifying negative karma of having maybe done these things in the past. So we can see the precepts that we take also as a means of a remedial action.